This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Countdown, usually with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. Dougie is out this week, but the ladies will hold down the fort. Victoria Keelan of the DJV show. I also, imagine this, from the DJV show also. I do a local radio show in Los Angeles, and we're happy to take you through the top 10 stories of the week as dictated by our friends at Talkers Magazine. You got to check them out. Michael Harrison is fantastic. Talkers.com is the place that you can find all of the inside scoop on radio, the scuttlebutt on what is making news each and every week on talk radio stations around the country. We'll go through the list of the top 10 stories, Victoria, in just a moment, but just to run down the top 10 people of the week. It'll give you a little indicator as to where we're going. Number 10 on the list, Tom Seaver and Chadwick Boseman. Some sad passings this week. We'll talk about those. Number 9 on the list, Chris D'Elia. You may not know him. He's a comedian who has had sexual assault allegations thrown at him, as the president would say, very heavily over the last couple of weeks. Mark Zuckerberg at number 8, Vladimir Putin at number 7, Louis DeJoy at number 6, Nancy Pelosi, fancy Nancy with that nice new blowout at number 5 on the list, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Scott Atlas and their fight against the coronavirus tied at number 4, Jacob Blake and the story of Kyle Rittenhouse at number 3 on the list, Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris at number 2, and number 1 on the people list is the president, Donald Trump. Let's jump into this list, Victoria. Number 10 is really a mix of Hollywood stories. Let's start first with the sad passings this week of both Tom Seaver and Chadwick Boseman. Chadwick Boseman, I think, captured the attention of many of us so young and dying at a young age from cancer. It was revealed he didn't reveal this publicly. He didn't want people feeling sorry for him. He worked as much as he could through all of this and ended up passing away at the age of 43.
It was horrible. He was diagnosed back in 2016 with stage three colon cancer. It progressed. He was only 39 when he was diagnosed, and then it progressed to stage four. Apparently, according to a lot of reports that I've read, he didn't go public with it because he thought he was going to beat it, which makes it kind of extra sad. If you think about what he was doing, he filmed Black Panther in between, and people who filmed with him have all come forward saying they had no idea. He had surgery. He was going through chemo while he was jacked up and was, you know, King T'Challa. Like, I mean, he looked like a superhero. You would never know that he was going through such a horrific health battle. He obviously was optimistic about the future. He got engaged at the end of 2019, and ultimately, right before he passed, I think within a few months, he ended up marrying his fiancée secretly at home. She was with him and his family when he passed. But it's just, what a horrible, sad, sad story. And, you know, to see how much, I take it for granted, I think, just as a white person, you know, I've grown up seeing a million white superheroes and never even thought about it. And he was, you know, King T'Challa in Black Panther was the first black superhero that was on the big screen. And it's such a cultural impact. It was incredible.
He also did Jackie Robinson in 42, which is such a fantastic movie. If you haven't had a chance to see it, it's really, really good.
We just watched it the other night. What a fantastic movie that is.
The story of Jackie Robinson is just amazing anyway. I mean, Jackie Robinson was a truly special individual, and it took a special actor like Chadwick Boseman to capture that, and he did it really well in that movie. So Chadwick Boseman passing away this week. Also, a Hall of Fame pitcher, Tom Seaver, who was a 3-time Cy Young Award winner and 12-time All-Star, died this week at the age of 75. He died Monday in his sleep of complications of Lewy body dementia and COVID-19. It was a combination, according to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. His daughter's released some final pictures of him. and he was known as Tom Terrific. I know Victoria probably growing up. You, your husband Lewis, I know is
he's
a
Mets
fan.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know anything
must
about
have been
baseball.
A tragic loss.
Yeah, he was very saddened when the came across the ESPN alert that Tom Seaver had passed. So I think they were called the Miracle Mets. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yep. Yeah. So Tom Seaver passing away, very big impact on the world of baseball. Now, also at number 10, and unfortunately we have to mix this story in with our tributes to two good men. And that's not to say I shouldn't be so judgmental, because Chris D'Elia gets his chance to defend himself. He has so far denied accusations from women who are accusing him of sexual misconduct. This week, two more women speaking out against the comedian Chris D'Elia. You'd recognize him. He's done some pretty significant stuff on television. He was previously accused of sexual misconduct back in June. He's denied all of the allegations against him. In this new interview that CNN did this week, two women said that he exposed himself to them on separate occasions without their consent. Now, both the comic and the lawyer for him denied the accusation. But again, this is a big story, and when one of these stories comes out, you see the onslaught of all the other people who then feel that it's a good time to, or a safe time to come out and tell their story as well.
And most of the thing that's really eerie about this story is, I don't know if you've seen the series You on starring Penn Badgley on Netflix. Chris D'Elia plays a comedian who goes after and assaults underage girls, and that's essentially what he's being accused with now in real life. It's very creepy.
Wow.
It's art most of these girls. Life. Yeah, most of these girls were underage at the time of whenever this stuff happened, whatever actually went down. A lot of them have text messages, and it's kind of hard to say that nothing happened when there are text messages. I mean, there are receipts there, so it's pretty cringeworthy.
That was number 10 on the talkers list of the top 10 talk stories of the week. Number 9, Facebook policies. It was revealed this week, Victoria, that Facebook said they will not accept any political advertising in the week leading up to November 3rd, to Election Day. This was seen more at a hit at President Trump than at Joe Biden, because President Trump in 2016 really used Facebook and social media online advertising in the run-up to the 2016 election to help him secure a victory. So Facebook changing that rule, certainly it's supposed to be across the board, but when you look at the amount of money being spent by both candidates on social media, President Trump does spend a lot more on social media platforms. So that's number 9, Facebook policies. We'll come back. Number 8 on the list involves some big, salacious scandals of the week. It's Talk Radio Countdown at 14 minutes past the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain. But you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You're in the middle of the talk radio countdown. A list of the top 10 talk subjects of the week is heard on talk radio stations around the country. It's put together by our friends Michael Harrison, Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, for more information there. Doug Steffen is out this week. We are holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Victoria Keelan. We are both on the DJV show during the week. I do a local morning show in Los Angeles, and certainly I would say in California, where I live, Victoria, the Nancy Pelosi story was gigantic. This is number eight on the list. I'd actually argue with Michael Harrison. I think this should be a little higher. And it's a combo. So Trump's health slash Pelosi salon flap. The story about Trump's health is that there's a new book coming out that sort of makes the claim. It's pretty vague, but makes the insinuation that when President Trump went to Walter Reed at the beginning of the year that he had mini strokes. He's denied that. His doctors have denied that. And he came right back from Walter Reed after visiting patients after his visit there. So seems unlikely, but you never know. That was number eight. Tied with that is the Pelosi salon flap. If you missed this story, you've been under a rock. Nancy Pelosi was caught on surveillance video getting her hair washed and blown out, which is a thing for that crowd. I don't know. I go to get highlights and cuts.
I would get color, but yeah, exactly. I wouldn't, I've been to the salon twice. I'm in New Jersey, and so we opened up at the end of June, so I have been to the salon twice for color, but I wouldn't go just for a blowout. That's stupid.
A lot of people do, especially of a certain age, a lot of people do.
Mm.
Nancy Pelosi was caught on camera without a mask. Well, she was getting her hair washed, and she was in the salon. She says she was set up because the salons in California were closed down at this point. They are starting to reopen, but at this moment in time in San Francisco, her salon that she went to was closed down because of restrictions for coronavirus. The governor of the state has salons closed down since March, literally 612,000 people out of work in this industry. And Nancy Pelosi, she might have been a little entitled, went into that salon, got her hair blown out, and then said that it was a trap, that she was actually set up. That's a tough one. I think maybe it might have been better, Victoria, if she had just come out and said, you know what, I made a bad judgment. I thought they were open. Maybe I made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. But instead, to say that she was set up, I don't know. I don't know if that plays well with people.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, for me, looking at the video footage of this, I've seen conflicting reports that the day she was in the salon, the city of San Francisco actually had approved salons to be open. So I'm not sure about that part. But to me, it's a non-starter that she was not wearing a mask. I've been to the salon twice, and everyone is masked up. That, to me, was I was very upset to see her not wearing a mask. Because you can't tell other Americans, everyone needs to wear a mask, and you don't do it yourself. You just can't.
Yeah, she also told people that no one's above the law, and she reminded people of that when she was impeaching President Trump, and then there she was, above the law in San Francisco. The salon from the salon owner's account had still been shut down. The salon owner has received a lot of threats. She's actually having to close her salon and move out of San Francisco. We'll have number seven on the list, this one involving some of our favorites, China and Russia, as the talk radio countdown continues at 21 minutes past the hour.
Ten, With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes past the hour. It is Talk Radio Countdown. That's time when we all get together and review the top 10 talk radio topics of the week. These are the most talked about subjects as put together by our friends at Talkers Magazine. It's usually run by our buddy Doug Steffen. He's out today. The ladies are taking over. The panelists have taken over the asylum. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan. We're on loan from the DJV Show, heard nationally here around the country. You can check us out, DJVShow.com. Number 7 is where we are on the list. And at number 7, U.S. relations with China and Russia. Of course, there's been a lot of conversation about this, especially post-convention. The DNC and RNC now officially in the books. The question about what the U.S. should be doing with China. President Trump has said we need to be tougher on China. We need to bring our pharmaceutical business back from China, certainly. I think that's something we can all agree on. But there's been not a lot of support on that from members of Congress. And I know we've talked about this on our own program, Victoria. Could that mean that China has found its way to influence our lawmakers? Is that why they're not giving so much attention to what we really need to be considering as maybe one of our most, well, our toughest competitors, certainly, and maybe the biggest threat to America out there on the globe?
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's interesting because I know, like you said, on the DJV show, we all, Doug, you and I have all agreed that, you know, at least the generic drugs should not be made in China. And there is a new, California, your state, is actually going to be, if Gavin Newsom signs it, it's going to be the first state to develop your own line of generic drugs, which I think is fantastic. So I hope that that keeps going. And I hope that moves forward. I know that right now, I think the focus was on generic insulin, which thankfully, I mean, we hear all the time about the cost of insulin and, you know, whether it's families who can't afford to buy insulin for their children or adults who are on Medicare and can't afford it. You know, famously last year, Bernie Sanders took that busload of senior citizens up to Canada and they all stocked up on insulin, which was a fraction of the cost that it is here. So I'm really happy that California is focusing the bill in California, the legislature, that it's focusing specifically on generic insulin first. I think that would be great. I'd love to see more states get involved in this. I mean, I'm in New Jersey. I'm in one of the biggest pharma states in the country. I don't know why we're not making our own generics here. Why is this all getting farmed out to China? I don't trust anything from China.
Yeah, and who's making the money, and why are we relying on this for the health of American citizens? That's the thing. I mean, I know
I think
Doug,
we can all agree on that, right?
Yeah. I think Doug likes to talk about how hard it is to find an alarm clock or a refrigerator or some appliance that's made in America. But imagine our own health. How difficult is it to have to rely, and forget China, any country. We should be relying on our own selves, as I used to say, rely on your own self to make these things that protect American lives. Now, also, when we talk about U.S. relations with China and Russia, number 7 on the list, we talk about voter fraud. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was out this week, and he said that there are threats to disrupt the election from both China and from Russia. These are real threats. They use social media campaigns to do it. Many people believe that China is behind some of the violence in these American cities that we've been seeing. So number 7 on the list, those U.S. relations with China and Russia. Number 6, a focus on school openings. Many colleges have become ground zero, Victoria, as they get back into business for a spike in coronavirus cases.
Lots and lots of colleges, and we're seeing all over Instagram high school kids having parties and posting pictures. No one's socially distanced. No one's wearing a mask. All these kids on college campuses are getting suspended now because they're being reckless. And the problem is they get suspended and they get sent home to where maybe their grandparents are vulnerable or their own parents are vulnerable to the virus. It's just ridiculous. I think they should have to stay in their dorm room.
Yep. Exactly. Keep them there. Let them heal. Most times young people don't have the serious cases that we see in older people, and get them some immunity. All right. It is the Talk Radio Countdown number 5 up next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man wanted for fatally shooting a Donald Trump supporter in Portland, Oregon last Saturday night is dead. Michael Reinhold was killed when a federal task force tried to arrest him in Lacey, Washington last night. Earlier, he had admitted to Vice News to killing Aaron Danielson, who was part of a pro-Trump caravan of vehicles which rolled through the Portland area amid ongoing protests against racial injustice. 7 police officers in Rochester, New York are suspended 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. Just released body cam video shows the officers covering Daniel Prude's head and holding him down until he stopped breathing. His daughter, Tashira Prude, says the family wants the officers charged with murder.
I don't agree with this at all. I feel like this is wrong. This is unjust, and this has happened too many times.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican. He made the remarks while speaking in North Carolina yesterday as part of a Life Wins tour. He said the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump this November is dramatic, citing their differences on the issue of abortion. Rapper Kanye West will not be on the November ballots in Arizona or Virginia. Court rulings in the two states yesterday saying the rapper cannot appear as a presidential candidate, as in Virginia, a judge said some supporter pledges were not acquired legally, and in Arizona there were also issues with West's presidential electors. Cam Newton will officially be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots when the NFL season begins. The team says Newton won a three-way battle to be Tom Brady's replacement. Brady now plays for Tampa Bay. Newton led the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl in 2015 and signed a one-year deal with the Patriots over the winter. And Taco Bell says goodbye to more of its menu. The fast food chain announcing five more items will be disappearing come November, including a fan favorite, Mexican pizza, as well as pico de gallo and several shredded chicken options. This after Taco Bell said in July other items were being trimmed as it was trying to create a more efficient service experience during the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio Countdown, usually hosted by Doug Steffen. He's out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. We're usually on the panel with Dougie on loan from the DJV show. And I'll tell you, this is maybe one of the most fun shows to do because we get to take everything that people are talking about. And Talkers Magazine does us a favor. They put it all in order from 10 to number 1 of the top talk radio topics across the country. We are currently, and I'll bring you up to speed if you're just joining us, at number 10, Christy Elias scandal. He's a comedian who's been accused this week by two additional women of exposing himself. The death of Tom Seaver and Chadwick Boseman all at number 10. Facebook policies at number 9. At number 8, Trump's health and Pelosi's salon flap. Number 8. Number 7, U.S. relations with China and Russia. Number 6, the education crisis and school reopenings. Now, here we sit at number 5, Victoria, the economy. It is so broad, but there are so many elements, of course, a volatile economy right now. Mm-hmm. Jobs numbers are coming out, and it looks like the Dow is excited about it. Dow futures trade higher. The August jobs report is supposed to be pretty good, or is pretty good. 1.4 million jobs created in August. However, unemployment is still huge because of the coronavirus shutdown. Furloughs, a lot of companies that have either closed down or are still not functioning at full capacity. And you have to consider the budget deficit, which is going to hit $3.3 trillion due to the virus and the ensuing recession. So this is a big issue, certainly, and one that has been working its way in importance up the list. So in an election year, the candidates are taking note of this. You can see President Trump always talks about the economy because that's one of the things he feels that he really built over the last 3 years. I'd agree with him. It was a great economy. Joe Biden started talking all about coronavirus, and you can see some key messaging shift, and we'll talk about 2020. That's on the list. But instead of saying that he would shut the country down, which he said earlier this week, towards the end of the week, he started to shift that and said, well, I would follow science. We have to keep the economy going, because he's seeing in that polling that economy is really important to people, and it's moving its way up that list of importance as we get further and further into the pandemic.
Yeah. And I think people in general, you know, I think people tend to look at what's affecting them in their daily life. And so many people are still furloughed. They're not returning, you know, have not gone back to their jobs yet. I think it's encouraging, though, that some people are going back as restaurants, especially the hospitality industry, which was just clobbered right from the beginning of the pandemic. It's nice to see, you know, I'm in New Jersey, and Friday morning was the first step of indoor dining at, I think it's 25% capacity. But those people, you know, the bartenders and servers and everybody who had been furloughed or had just been, you know, on unemployment for all these months, some of them will at least get to go back to work. So I think that's great news. And it's good for the economy. It's good for everyone's mental health, too. Not that going out to dinner is anything more than just, you know, just that. But I do think that it shows a shift emotionally where people are saying, oh, I just can't wait to go out to dinner again. I just want to I just want to go to a bar and have a beer, you know. And I think that it's important. That's very important mentally, so that we don't just kind of all become shut-ins. And if you were in a state like I'm in, New York and New Jersey, that was hit, we were hit so hard, and California's been hit really hard too, you know, it has a real mental, it takes a toll after a while.
Sure does. Absolutely. All right. Number four on the list is healthcare, vaccine development. Of course, masks also part of this. The debate always continues about not only masks, but also the vaccine, whether or not someone would take it if a vaccine is made available. A lot of the experts say that there will be a vaccine available by the end of the year. Some suspect maybe even as early as October. Dr. Fauci was floating around this week. He said that the coronavirus will not be the vaccine will not be distributed unless it's based on hard data. He said it's unlikely it would be available before October, but he certainly thinks that they're on track to have a vaccine available before the end of the year. He even went on to say that whatever comes out of the FDA, whatever vaccine does have that emergency approval, that he said it would not be influenced by politics and that he himself would take a vaccine once it receives that approval. So Dr. Fauci making some news. A lot of people not sure whether or not they want to take that vaccine for coronavirus.
Yeah, I know. We on the DJV show, we've talked about this too, and I think all three of us have said, you know, I'm more focused personally on, you know, I want more treatments. The steroid news that came out this week is very encouraging. Remdesivir has had really good results. I think, you know, the therapeutics and the treatments, those are the things that I want to know are there in case I'm not worried about myself, but my mom is very vulnerable to this. So I want to make sure that if something happens to her, that she's got some really solid treatment options. I am not hanging my hat on a vaccine that's going to be out by November. It's just every time every time any country has tried to rush a vaccine, it's never worked. So, and I think this virus has mutated so much, similar to how the AIDS virus was, that every time they thought they had a vaccine for it, the virus had mutated and it wasn't effective. So that's my biggest concern with the vaccine.
Yeah. I think that I would agree. I think it's going to, if it is something like the flu shot, obviously it's only going to be effective for certain strains. But according to Fauci, just going through some of the stuff that he said this week, he was on NPR, he was on NBC News, he said that there are going to be enough doses to immunize between 20 and 25 million people by the end of the year. He said immunizing the rest of the country would take until the middle of 2021. He did say that this vaccine, he said, is the way to go, actually. He said that, and I don't know if this is the one that just increases your immune system, but he seems very committed and optimistic about what this vaccine means to people getting back to normal. He said they would start dosing the people who are on the front lines of this, mm-hmm. but he said that it won't receive approval unless it is something that is going to work, that it be safe and effective. So continue.
Well, one thing I do hope that happens, I hope people stick with the mask throughout the fall, because if you think about it, we won't spread the flu, the regular flu, forget about COVID, but the regular flu season, which kills thousands of people every year in America, if everyone's wearing a mask, we can dramatically cut down on the deaths from the regular flu. So right. I kind of hope that people, you know, stick with it, mask up if you're in public, because, you know, you can protect yourself from a horrible flu season as well. If you get the flu and COVID, you know, Dr. Fauci has said that that's going to be nearly impossible for certain people to fight off.
They're calling it the twindemic in California. Right. We learned all about that this week. Twindemic, as talked about by Gavin Newsom. All right, number three on the list, really what we've been talking about here, just expanded COVID-19 stats and projections. Many experts believe that COVID-19 is on the decline right now. Many states are seeing a drop. I looked at the map this week, Victoria. There only seems to be one state on the map that's actually going upwards, increasing number of cases. That's South Dakota. The rest of the cases are either staying at a moderate level or are decreasing. That is good news for a country that I think is getting very tired of all of this new normal that we hear so much about. We'll have the top two top topics of the week as the talk radio countdown continues at 42 minutes past the hour.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, ES Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening. listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is right over there. Doug Steffen is out today. He'll be back next week. And we love this opportunity to take the top 10 most talked about stories of the week, as determined by Talkers Magazine, wrap them up in one package, and tell you all about the trending stories, what you need to know, and to keep yourself up to date. Obviously, we don't have to tell many people who follow talk radio about race relations, urban violence, police reform. All of these items have been kind of pushed together to form number two on the list. Victoria, arguably, I think this has been maybe the number one issue over the last several months. There is just so much heat. There's so much division. There is pressure on law enforcement. There is pressure on local officials to try to regain order in American cities. And certainly there is a lot of pressure on the citizenry, who are all getting pushed into one bag. You've got people who are protesting and who are trying to do that peacefully. You have people who are co-opting that and then causing violence, and you have violent looters and rioters that are also a part of this equation, and now people are really losing their lives. We have the story of four people just this week who were killed in this violence.
Yeah, in Portland, right? That's where you're referencing?
There were two people in Portland. Two in Portland, and then I would also count in, even though it was last week in Wisconsin, two people shot in protests in Kenosha last week. So people are starting to not only get hurt, which has been a part of the conversation, but now when they're out on the streets of Portland, Kenosha now has settled down a bit, but New York, Chicago, even Los Angeles, it's getting violent. It's no longer just that peaceful rallying that we've seen, which I think was very organic in response to some of the really questionable things in policing that we've seen, an organic response. But now those groups have been really kind of pushed to the side, and a lot of attention is being given to the people who are in there setting things on fire, throwing bleach at police and rocks at people who might disagree with them.
Yeah, it's horrible, because the message and the movement should stay front and center. But you've got groups on the far left and the far right, people showing up with guns looking for trouble, people driving across state lines to be in on, quote unquote, in on the action, you know? And I don't know how we're ever going to really get anything accomplished in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement. How can we get anything really done if all this other stuff keeps happening as a distraction? And these fringe extremists are just, you know, are stealing all the headlines. They're stealing all of the heat of the argument. And it's, none of it is productive. None of it is productive. Where is this going to get anybody? Nowhere.
I think it just hurt. And I think it just hurts and divides people even more. And I don't think it's by mistake that it's happening in an election year, because you have a lot of people with outside sources that want to see that chaos sowed in American cities. That brings us to number one, the presidential race, polls, and the mail-in debate. You have a lot of polls tightening after the RNC and the DNC are complete. If you look at most of the polling, at least in the swing states, it's all within the margin of error. This is a close race. That's why you see Joe Biden out there and campaigning for really the very first time.
Yeah, I think it will be very close, and I think it will not be on election night. It will not be settled. I think we're going to have a long time after that before.
And unfortunately, if you think it's violent now, just wait until we don't get a decisive election win. It's going to be pretty problematic. This is truly, it's one of the fears that I have for the end of the year. I feel like it's almost, we haven't seen anything yet, unless there is a clear, decisive winner, at least within the day or two after Election Day. Presidential race at number one. That's your Talk Radio Countdown at 50 minutes past the hour.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The hour on the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. The ladies are in charge. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeland. We are here, and we are joined by one of our favorite guys. Seriously, girls like cars too. We just don't want to check under the hood. We want to look at the cup holders and the colors. Nick Miles joins us right now. He's our auto expert. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick J Miles. Hi, Nick. How's everything going?
Good. By the way, first of all, I think the ladies are always in charge.
And
you're right. I don't like to look under the hood either. I just like to put my foot down and have lots
and
of
go.
Things that go bing and whiz and really cool technology and those type of things. So,
all right, we're going to talk about Mercedes and about Jeep. But you mentioned putting your foot on the accelerator, and I think we'd all like to do that in a Porsche. Apparently, Porsche has gone electric. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, so there's a new Porsche electric vehicle. It's called the Taycan, and it's very popular. It was sort of built to go fast. It was built to go up against the Tesla Model S. It is over $103,000 and change. Oh. However, it's become so popular, and so many people are buying it. Who knows that has $103,000 available just to buy a new car, but so popular that Porsche is now borrowing workers, 400 employees from its sister company, Audi, to actually try and get these vehicles made because they are so popular they can't get them out in time.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And, I think that's a lot of people. Is there any issue with the speed, Nick? Because I think a lot of people, when you think about electric, with electric cars, that maybe you think, gosh, that's fine if you want to have your little Prius bopping around town, but is it going to work for a Porsche?
Yeah, here's the thing about electric cars that a lot of people are not that familiar with. There is no gears. So pure electric cars have one gear, and the more you put your foot down, the faster they go. So they go very quickly. And you've seen this, these sort of crazy things that they can do in Teslas. And the idea is that you can go 0 to 60 miles an hour in around a second, just over a second. That's because it's electric. Now, a gas vehicle can do it 100 times in a row. Electric vehicles don't like to do it that many times in a row. But they are super fast. And a lot of new vehicles, and here's a perfect example, the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. So every 7 years, Mercedes come around with a flagship vehicle. This is their S-Class. It is the luxury vehicle of vehicles, the best-selling luxury vehicle in the world. Well, now they've attached a 48-volt electric system to it, so it actually gets extra horsepower inside the vehicle. So although it doesn't, it's sort of a, what they call a mild hybrid, this vehicle can go very fast, very quickly. Now, it's an S-Class. Of course, it's going to cost you around $100,000. The things that impressed me most about this vehicle is, you know, you put people inside a vehicle, you want them to be safe. Well, Mercedes actually have started to put rear airbags in the driver and passenger front seat. So if there's an accident, everybody in the car is treated equally. And these airbags, when they explode, yeah, they don't go bang really fast and sort of take the wind out of you. They explode fairly slowly, however, enough time to have them fully inflated at the time of the impact. And they wrap around the driver, the passenger's head in the back. And so they're like angel wings. Imagine that you get thrown forward in an accident, and there's this beautiful pair of angel wings to kind of soften your fall forward and to wrap around you and protect you. Very cool, very intelligent, very safe, and the first people to be able to do that.
Do you think that will become the new norm?
Oh, yeah. What you see in S-Class is, especially in S-Class, is tends to filter down to the rest of cars over the years. I can tell you, one of the first S-Classes I drove in 2002 actually had a credit card that you put in your wallet instead of driving, having a car key, and that when you walked up to the car with your wallet, it sensed you were there and unlocked the doors. Well, at the time in 2002, nobody had that keyless entry type of technology. Now you see it in almost every brand new car that you build. So what Mercedes do now, you'll see in every new car in the future.
Cool. I think that's really cool. Now, all of those cars, Porsche, Mercedes, you said they'll all cost us over $100,000. Nick, we're in radio, so we need to come down in price a little bit. So I'm thinking that we need to think about this Jeep Grand Wagoneer, which I see on your Twitter feed, at Nick J. Miles, by the way. Check him out. And this Grand Cherokee looks, or I'm sorry, the Grand Wagoneer looks great.
Yeah, it's amazing what they've done. However, if you think you're going to get it for a steal, unfortunately, this is probably going to be the Jeep that costs you around $90,000 fully loaded. It's a big three-row SUV with all the luxury and all the capability. You know, the Grand Wagoneer used to be that wood-paneled bright green vehicle you saw in your neighbor's driveway. I asked Jim Morrison, who is the president of Jeep, whether or not they were going to have wood paneling on this one, and he told me there is no plans, which I was highly disappointed at.
You have to alter it yourself. Nick, thank you so much. He's our auto expert. He's your auto expert, too. Go to his website, ourautoexpert.com. It's a TJV show at 58 minutes past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.